Lord. Happy to be out. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's bow our heads before Him in prayers. Start the service. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a blessed opportunity, Lord, it is together in Your holy name. Lord, You just driving down the road today, Lord, just thinking of all the things You've done for me. Lord, I can never repay You, Lord, for what You've done. Lord, but I sure appreciate it. Lord, I can show my appreciation. Lord, I can sing with all my heart. Lord, I can live a life. Lord, by Your grace, everything I do be done for Your glory and Your honor. Lord, that's just a small portion, Lord, I can give back to You. Lord, may I do it with all my heart. Lord, we just thank You for Your grace this night. We ask You to bless the service. Everything that's said and done be for Your glory, Your honor. We'll give You all the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Page 199, Your Only Believe. What a friend we have in Jesus. Is that so true? Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, do thy friends despise, forsake thee. To your friend. Amen. It makes you feel so much better, regardless what trials you went through. Amen. You know there's someone that will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. You know, On the Wings of a Dove, 41, I only believe. Page 41. Amen. Listen to the words in this song. Amen. Noah had drifted on the flood many days. He searched for land in various ways.
On the wings of a dove.
Troubles he had some, but not from above. That's what matters. Amen. We all have troubles. We all have problems. As long as you're on God's side or he's on your side, amen. No worries. In a manger of hay, though here rejected, many of us might be rejected by loved ones or friends at some point in our life. Amen. But not from above. It's all that matters. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith wasn't forgotten by the Father above. He'll never forget you. Amen. You might have a rough day here and there. God's always there. There's always a reason for it. Amen. Just love and appreciate him. You get on the road and you think of all the things that might have happened to you in your life that maybe wasn't fair. There's way more blessings. Amen. Way more reasons to stay with it. Amen. Than to reject it and walk away. Can't imagine. Not always done for me. I'm thankful. Amen. Anybody have a song in their heart tonight at all? Anything you had on your heart today? Amen. Anything you want to come up and sing? Dad? What page is that? Jesus Used Me. Only believe. Dear Lord, I'll be your witness if you will help my weakness. I know.
But best of all, he is my coming King.
For surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you. Amen. Think about that for a minute. How many times in our life we've thought about maybe being something that really helped the Lord? But you know, just being a simple housewife can show a lot of people out there what God requires. Maybe going out in the public every day and showing the life of Christ when something happens on the job. Amen. It's happened many times. Just being a light for God to use. He's using you. Amen. You don't have to be a preacher, a song leader, or a deacon. Some of the greatest things that happens in some of the humblest ways. Amen. Just be thankful if God's using your life to show. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dad, you want to come up and take up the offering tonight? Amen.
Lord, we're so thankful for everything you've done for us. The desire you've given us to serve you and live for you, Lord God, and yes. Pray you'll do with our lives. Pray you'll bless the service and bless us all.
Amen. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I tonight, without raising their hand. Brother DeLong, could you take the request?
Heavenly Father, we're just grateful and thankful, Lord, for another opportunity to be here, Lord, and serve us to worship you, Lord, and to give you praise and honor and glory that is thy God that you're so worthy of, Lord. And I pray, Father, each and every one that is gathered here tonight, Lord, and there be a burning desire in their heart, Lord, to please you and to do your will, Lord God.
Yes.
Remember those that are absent tonight, Lord, for whatever reason, we pray, Father, that they'll be careful not to forget you, Lord, and to
Amen.
Forget your word, Lord, but to keep you ever on their mind and in their heart, Lord, wherever they might be. And we pray, Father, tonight as we've gathered here for your word, Lord, that pray that you just anoint the messenger to bring forth your word, Lord, and anoint our hearts to receive your word, Lord, that we might be strengthened thereby, Lord, and grow, Lord, closer to you, Father. We ask these things all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Again, anyone got a song they want to sing or a special? Amen. Let's just all stand. We ask our pastor to come. And let's sing that little chorus, The Lighthouse. Amen. You thankful for the lighthouse?
Yeah.
His word. Amen. Jesus is his word. 348. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to him. King Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rock of sin he has shone his light around me, that I might surely see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be?
Do you know where you'd be without him?
Amen.
Amen. Well, very few here tonight. Amen. Brother Timothy had spoke to me Sunday evening and said there'd be quite a few leaving and going away. I guess I didn't pay enough attention. There'd be this many gone. So, but the scripture says in the book of Matthew, where two or three are gathered in his name,
Amen.
In their midst he would be. So we know he's here with us tonight. Amen. And if I'd really, I guess, caught exactly what he was meaning, I guess, you know, at least let Brother Pitts know. He wouldn't have to drive us far for just a few in here, but pray God will bless him. Amen. For a long trip. And pray it will just bring something tonight that will help us along the way. And it'll be recorded, and trust each one that's not been here or can't be here or not be here that it'll help them also. So let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer and just talk to the great Creator. Heavenly Father, again, we're so thankful for your love, your mercy, and your grace in our lives. I was thinking of again today, Lord, how thankful I am for that precious, precious desire that you placed in my heart. And I know that's by grace, Lord. And I'm sure that each one that has that is so thankful for it, and so appreciative. As I look around, Lord, and see what's going on and the things that you reveal to us through the Word of God, it just makes us so thankful. And Lord, tonight, as we bring these few words, I trust that it'll be so important to us. And we'll find our place in it, that Lord Jesus, it'll give us strength and encouragement and leadership and guidance and instruction. That Lord, we could be better servants for you. That you could have a greater preeminence in our lives. We pray now that thy will be done as we wait on you, just to have your way in all things, giving you the glory and honor for it. We ask it now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, while you're standing, let's turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Peter. Amen. Let's turn to 1 Peter. And turn to the 5th chapter. Amen. And the 8th verse. Just a few thoughts for tonight. And I won't go into anything real long and lengthy. Like I say, because when the Lord lays something on my heart, I almost hate to bring it when so many is gone, because I'm afraid they'll miss it. And I've just always been that way. But let's just trust the Lord will help us tonight. All right. 1 Peter, 5th chapter, 8th verse. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. Now we realize to be sober is to be collected in the spirit. You see? And you're very collected and very conscious of what the Holy Spirit wants. And you're watching very carefully. And our adversary truly is that enemy. That's what the adversary is. He's that devil. He's a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Or
destroy. That's what that is, destroy. And I want us to think about something tonight. You know, we know that by the word of God and the many things the prophet has given us, that God wants us and desires us to do the things he wants done. He so cared about it that he placed inside of us that desire I was speaking about. How else would we do what God wants done if that desire wasn't in there? That's why to me that desire is so precious. It's so wonderful to have a desire to do what he wants done and to serve him and to give your life to him, you know. As the prophet said, that baptism of the Holy Ghost, he said it was a gift that God gives you to love him and to obey him and to serve him, you see. So we realize God desires us to do many things, and he tells us. But he equipped us with the desire to help us to do those things that he wants us to do. But we also got to realize, and sometimes we forget, that Satan also wants you. He wants you. Why do you think he's got all these workers of his out there throughout the land trying to deceive? Why do you think he tries to take and enter your thoughts and tries to get you to think things that you shouldn't think? Because he desires you. He wants you. He wants to destroy you. And we must keep that in mind. It seems like such a simple thing to think about. But if we were more aware of that and more equipped for it, I believe we'd be better servants for God. You see, but we seem to be not equipped with it like we should be. And that's why we let things in this life detour us from doing the things God wants us to do. Because that's Satan's desire to do so. He's always trying to destroy or pervert what God has done. So we must realize that in our own personal lives, in our everyday walks, our every decisions we make, and places we go, and what we decide to do, is, as I said, our decisions, and the different places we'll travel to in life as far as our journey, and how we tell people what we're doing and express and let people see how we act about things. We must be aware and constantly aware. As he says here, be sober, be vigilant. Be very vigilant, which is, it means to give strict attention to, I wrote it down, or take heed to some destructive calamity suddenly that will overtake you. Now think of that. Something that can suddenly, a great calamity, can take you over. So he's wanting us to be vigilant and make sure, be careful of what's going on. Be very serious about this. Now, you see what I'm going to mean here in a little bit, because the scripture will tell us. But we must be very serious about this, knowing Satan wants you. And Satan wants to destroy you. Even with what God has given us. He fills us with his Holy Spirit. He gives us his word. He does all these things. But Satan even the more wants to destroy you. Because he don't want God's plan to be fulfilled. God ordained you and predestinated us to eternal life. But Satan wants to destroy that. Because God wanted that in our life. Satan's goal is to destroy anything God wants. Pervert it. To make it less. To make it a less value. That's his desire to do that. So if you want to follow me in another scripture here, we're going to turn to Luke, the 22nd chapter. And 31st verse beginning. Luke 22, and we'll begin the 31st verse. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you. I didn't only want Peter, but he wants you too. Now you're going to have to take this serious. You're going to have to realize Satan wants you any way he can get you. If he can deceive you, if he can make you make a decision that's contrary to God's word, that's what he's up to. You see? He He wants you to fail God's word. That's his desire. He knows if he can get you to fail God's word, you're destroyed. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So he's trying to destroy that in your life. Try to give a word to you to make it less value, the same way he did Eve. And which is exactly what he did Eve. God gave the word, and Satan, through that serpent, took and made that word of less value to Eve. And then Eve partook of the things she wasn't supposed to do. You see. Now pay attention to it. Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. See, he wants to sift you, take you away from the faith to overthrow you. That's the purpose he has. To sift you as wheat. You see? He wants to overthrow you. He desires to get you to think the wrong way. He desires to make you accept the wrong decisions. His desire is to get you to fail God's word. But keep in mind as I'm going along now what we first read. Your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour or destroy. Do you believe that scripture is true? You believe it's true for 2019? Absolutely it is. And you may be tried tonight. You may be tried tomorrow. Satan tried to destroy you. Now we know these things. We know these things. We know the scriptures. We know the things I'm going to read from what the prophet said. But again, like any word, is it a reality? I've been very troubled, saints, the last few weeks. I become more troubled and more troubled as each day goes by. So what are you troubled about, brother? You don't realize because you're not in my shoes to see. But the thing of it is, I see the very things the Holy Spirit lays upon my heart, and I read the Word of God and begin to read it and express upon it and expound it and stir our minds by that Word. I see that picture, and I see people being forgetful hearers and not doers of it. Am I supposed to be happy about that? Am I supposed to be encouraged about that? No. I'm troubled about it. I understand the age, time we're living in. I understand all that. But still, it's in the desire of my heart to see every one of us saved and to be right with God. And we may sit here, and when you sit down, and those of us may listen to this, what I'm going to read tonight and what I'm speaking right now. You may sit there and listen to this and say, I don't see anything going on. That's the problem. Not everybody can see what's going on. And then people may think, oh, the preacher's crazy because he thinks he sees things. Not visions. I understand things. I understand what God has given in this hour. I understand the people's response to it, that it's not nothing like it should be. I see, I understand. People hear the word and they go out and sin right against it. And still call themselves believers. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be jolly, happy, and happy that people's lost? I can't be, friend. But the hour and time is here that the prophet told us that would come. There would be many called to this, but there's only going to be a few chosen. And I'm trying to get to that chosen. And sometimes in flesh and carnal way of thinking, I want everybody to be chosen, but I know it can't be. I want everybody to be elected, but I know it can't be. You see? But when I see my own loved ones, I preach the Word of God, and I preach it with all my heart. I'm as sincere as I know possibly how to be. It's as though I never spoke the things. Our adversary, the devil, he walketh about as a roaring lion, and he is seeking whom he may devour. not going to. He is seeking whom he may devour. Amen. But only the elect he will never devour. Only the elect can I get through to. Only they are the ones that they will not let that adversary destroy them. Even though he desires them, as he desires every one of us. He desires me. He desires you. When you leave this building, he's still desiring you. When you finish out this week, he's desiring you. And any way possible that he can get to you, he will get to you. You see? He says, Satan had the desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Now watch Peter. He thought he was loaded. He thought he had what it would take. And thought he had to process what Jesus just said, to process it to reality, and he thought, I can do it. I can do it. But at this time, Peter didn't have it. And Peter said, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Peter really didn't realize what he was about to face. And he didn't have it this time, what it was going to take. No. And that's why he failed. But it took Christ to get him straightened back up. It took that Holy Spirit in his life to be able to stand and keep standing. You see? But at this time he didn't have it. Even though Jesus spoke what he did. Oh, he didn't. And Jesus prayed for him. And he didn't let him go too far. But he let Peter understand. Without Christ himself in him, he wasn't going to stand. Why do you think he denied the Lord 3 times before the cock crowed? He didn't have what it would take. The adversary was getting the advantage. Yeah. Even lied. Yeah. The adversary was getting the advantage. But glory to God, Peter received something that he could stand. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And here Jesus got done saying, I will go to prison. I will die for you. He thought he had it, but he didn't. You see? But the old devil was just having a good old time with him. Oh, yeah, had him all tore up. Ashamed to be identified with our Lord Jesus. Yeah. How many times these adversary cause us to be ashamed of our Lord Jesus? Because he's getting the advantage. How many times does he cause us to break away from obeying the Word of God? That adversary. That walk about is the wrong line. Didn't walk around and walk about like a little kitty cat meowing. No. As a lion roaring, ready to pounce its prey. As them lions in the jungle take down animals way bigger than they are. Yeah. And sometimes we think we're really big. But just remember, that devil will take you down if you ain't got Jesus Christ in your life. He'll take you down. We may think we can stand as Peter stood. I'll die for you, Lord. I'll go to prison for you. But when it really comes down to the real thing, and just think of the things in life we spoke of recently, the cares of life that can deter us from living by every word of God. Satan can make them cares of life look so big to us and so glorious, so wonderful, and so priceless. Yeah. That roaring lion with those sharp teeth is a tear into your heart, your life, your senses, your imagination, your reasoning, your memory, your conscience, your affection. Ephesians 6, let's read here. Ephesians 6 and 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Pay attention to what Paul's saying here. The whole armor. You know, you don't see it in this day and age. But like the knights and things like that. Friends, they cover themselves up completely. The only thing they could see through is little beady places, cutouts in the helmet. And have little tiny holes to breathe. It was designed that arrows could not pierce through. Yeah. Arrows could be shot at them, swords could be hitting on them. But there'd be no open spots. Because even at the joints, or the bending of the elbows, the knees, whatever. It was designed that the metal was still covered. Yes. Hinged. Because the whole armor was there, the arrows couldn't pierce them. If only we could take that in realization of a God, how he wants to armor you. So that nothing... Sometimes we think, oh, it won't hurt if this penetrates. It won't hurt if that penetrates. It's okay if this will open spots there. Yes, it is. It's bad that it opens spots there. Amen. There can't be an open spots that anything the enemy can throw at you can get through and penetrate. Because he's your adversary. And he desires to destroy you. When you leave here tonight, I want you to keep in mind, Satan wants to destroy you. As they listen to me, if they will, on the tape, the recording. I want you to know Satan desires to destroy you. Every one of you. Just because you ain't sitting here tonight don't mean you're exempt from this. As you listen to this recording, I'm telling you, Satan wants to destroy you. Some may not have the desire to pick it up and listen to it tonight. Just a Thursday night service. Couldn't have been much said. I ain't even going to take the time to listen to that. Satan's already destroying you, and you don't realize it. You see? Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, which is deceit or trickery. You don't want to do things in open where you can see it real easy. It's always in deceit and trickery. He tries to catch you off guard. Sometimes it's the thing of, well, this brother does it, and it must be all right. This sister done it this way, so it must be all right. This church over here does it all right, so it must be all right. Trickery. Deceit. You see? It ain't all right if any church does it. It's only right if the Word of God allows it to be right. If the Word says it's right, then it's right. Not what any church says, not what any man says, not what any creed says. But what the Word says. You see? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. No. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We're not going to get cut by Satan. No. He's not going to throw darts at us. He's going to penetrate into my heart, physically speaking. No. He's not going to trap me into some kind of trap that I can't get out of as this physical being. No. This is spiritual warfare. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Now think of that. Principalities. Now remember, saints, him wanting to destroy you, the desire to destroy you was to destroy what God put together, what God desires, what he loves, started in heaven. started in heaven, not here on earth. It started in heaven between Michael and Lucifer. And then when Lucifer was thrown out, then it began on earth. And now he knew he'd lost it in heaven. He's going to try all he can do to destroy it on earth. And we happen to be, by God's grace, involved in this battle between two powers. God's power and Satan's power. We happen to be involved in it. We're recipients of this battle that's going on. Yeah. But God will make sure that his own will not be destroyed. But that doesn't mean the battle won't rage. The battle will still rage. Even though we're predestinated, even though we are the election, even though we are his bride, his wife, the battle will still rage. But God will just make sure that he'll win. But the battle will rage. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. I looked that up on powers, even. It is strength, power of choice, physical and mental power. That's what I'm going to talk more about tonight. Mental power. The ability or strength which one is endued, which he either possesses or exercises. The power of rule or government. The power of him whose will and commands must be submitted to by others and obeyed. Now, one thing about us, saints, we will either obey God's power or Satan's power. There's only two powers Brother Branham spoke of. You see? And, now remember, Satan's power is not real power. He can only pervert what God has already created. But the thing of it is, Brother Branham said, it's still a power. It's still a power. You see? But the thing of it is, Satan loves to use it on us. He just waits and longs for the opportunity to catch you and to devour you, destroy you. How can he destroy you? Get you away from one word. One word. If he can do the same thing to you as he did Eve, out of all the preachings and teachings of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and get one word to become of less value to you, that's his desire. Because when he does that, then you don't live by it. It's no longer important to keep that word. It doesn't mean anything to you. You see? If only you could see what I see, saints. God help us. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness. That's the devil and his demons. The rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, not half of it, not part of it. You've got to have it all. That's why it's important to listen to what I'm reading tonight. The sheep that I have been placed watch over. That's why it's important to make sure you don't miss it. It may be the very thing that would have took you through. Sometimes I get so tired of people saying, oh, this happened to me, and I'm going through this, and I'm going through that, and this, that, and the other. But a lot of times people don't realize, Christians don't realize, the many troubles they brought on themselves. Amen. Through carnality, through flesh, through the sensual realm, the carnal mind, which is enmity against God. It cannot please God. It never will. But they don't realize oftentimes the trouble they bring upon themselves, because their adversary, the devil, has enticed them with a thought that became contrary to the Word of God and fell for it. And then they'll have all kinds of excuses and complaints and murmurs, not being treated right and not this, and everybody's against them and all this problem and all this going on. And yet a lot of it's so much brought on themselves, by themselves. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. This is the evil day, friends. It's all around us. Have you ever seen a day so evil and becoming more evil every day? Yeah. And so available, so easy to get to that evil. It's so easy to get to evil. It's so easy to obtain. So many diverse ways that Satan can do it. All kinds of devices. All kinds of attitudes. All kinds of people that he puts the wrong thoughts in. All the evil and filthy things and sexual things. All kinds of just crazy trash. This is the evil day. And he will devour, he will destroy any of those that don't have on the whole armor. Even at the joints, if it's not covered, he's going to hit a joint and he's going to lame you. Yeah. He desires to lame you. He desires to put you in a position that you can't be really in love with Jesus Christ. If he can just get you lukewarm, if he can get one arrow to penetrate, that you won't be really in love with Jesus Christ, that you really won't have a desire to be like the prophet said it would be. Yes. If he can just cut it down a little bit, one arrow, he's got you. That's why it's got to be the whole armor. Completely. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, pay attention to that, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. When you think you have stood all that you can stand, keep standing. Amen. Because your adversary is still going to try every moment he can until we leave this body. So after you've done stood all you can stand, stand some more. Because you might come to that point you think you've stood. And that's where you're going to let down. Because you didn't continue to stand. And stand some more. Because Satan is watching every opportunity that he can get to get you to devalue one word. One. That's all it takes. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, not false doctrine. Not false doctrine, with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh my, don't let him penetrate anywhere. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You ever notice the knights? They even had the shields over their feet. Why? Because they knew if the enemy could take that spear and pierced their foot, they would become lame. And it's just like that old lion. He knows if he can get a hold of a thigh of even a buffalo, a water buffalo, and get a hold of that thigh and tear at it, it becomes weak. It becomes limp and gets lame. It doesn't have the strength now to fight like it should have fought. And then he knows he can lunge again. Until finally, he's got you. But all it takes is one puncture. One. But we act like Satan can puncture us all over and think we can whip him like Peter did. But I'm going to tell you, the devil will get you if you let him. He desires to have you. He longs to have you. He longs to turn your heart away to a lukewarm position, to where you're not really standing white hot for Jesus Christ. He desires it. Yeah. If he can use a vacation to do it, he'll do it. If he can use a job to do it, he will do it. If he can use a wife to do it, he will do it. If he can use a husband to do it, he will do it. For they of your own household can be the worst enemy you've got. Yeah. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He said, all the fiery darts of the wicked. The word of God has got to place in your heart by faith that your desire will be to not give one dart an opportunity to pierce you. Not one time. Not one opportunity. Once. No. Oh my. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always. Praying always. With all prayer and supplications. Supplication in the Spirit. And watching for those fiery darts. Watching to make sure you're covered completely in the Word of God. Completely. Thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's why it's so important for me. For all saints. For all of you. Pray always. With all perseverance. And supplication in the Spirit. For all the saints. How could I forget you? Because your adversary, if you ain't covered, he may get you. He desires to have you. But Lord Jesus Christ desires you also. May we yield to the power, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In closing, I'll read this. I want you to come up, Sister Hamilton, if you will. In the greatest battle ever fought, paragraph 52. Now, do you know we've had wars after wars and rumors of wars, and if the earth stands, we'll have plenty more wars. But do you realize there is really only two powers in all the universe? Of all of our differences between nations and differences between each other and everything, it all amounts up to two powers. There's only two powers, he repeats, and there's only two kingdoms. Two powers, two kingdoms. All the rest, the little minor things, are connected with either one of those powers. And those powers is God's power and Satan's power. Every war, every disorder, everything that comes along, it's either controlled by God's power or Satan's power. Because that's the only two powers there is, and that is the power of life and the power of death. Now that's the only two powers. And Satan, can only. His power he's got is the perverted power of God. It isn't real power. It's a perversion of God's power. Everything that Satan has, death is only a perverted life. A lie is only truth mistold. Adultery is an act misused, a righteous act misused. Everything that Satan has got is something that was perverted, but it's a power. And we are today sitting here, one or the other power is going to control us. So let's cast out the evil one. Let's take our position like the stars of heaven. This great first battle that was ever fought began in heaven when Michael and his angels fought against Lucifer and his angels. It first started. The first battle was in heaven. So sin did not originate on earth. It originated in heaven. And then it was thrown down from heaven, cast out of heaven to the earth, and fell on human beings. Then the battle from angels become human battles, and Satan come to destroy God's creation. What God had created to be for himself, he had Satan come to destroy this. That's what his purpose was to destroy it. Then the battle began here on earth, and it began in us, and has been raging ever since. Oh, yeah. There has to be a place selected, and there's a mutual ground, no man's land, that fight. He said they fight here at this place. They just don't want to fight over here or one down here. He says, and run over here. There's a battlefront where they meet and test their powers, where each army tests its strength against the other army, a mutual meeting place. Now he says, don't miss this. When this great battle started on earth, there had to be a mutual meeting place. There had to be a place selected for the battle to begin and for the battle to rage. And that battlegrounds begin in the human mind. There is where the battle starts. The human mind was chosen for the place of the battle where it was begin. And that is because that's the decisions are, he says, because the decisions are made from the mind, the head. Now, they never started it from some organization. They never started it from some mechanical affair. The grounds never started there. Therefore, that organization can never do the work of God because of the battleground, see. Where, he said, where you've got to meet your enemy is the mind. You've got to make your choice, and it meets you. Now, do we have something on the inside that controls that spirit? That's the thing. Is that why people are losing the battle? See, losing the battle. People are losing the battle. Yes, my own sheep here are losing the battle. Can they see it? Obviously not. Of all the preaching and teaching I do across this pulpit, and people still can't see it. Give them the exact word of what it's going to take. He said, what do you think I do? Go to bars and smoke dope and all this kind of... No, friends, you don't do that. No. Just unbelieve one word. If you believed it, the prophet said you would do it. Always remember that. If you believed it, you would do it. Well, brother, why don't you just come out and tell me what I'm doing wrong? If I can't, friend, if the Word don't, how can I? You know why Brother Steve don't? And a lot of preachers like doing that. That's fine, and that's fine as can be. But we've moved along, and we're in the last of this age. And you know what it turns into? Laws and governments. And I promised God when I come out of it, I would never go back to it. Never. If people can't receive the word and turn their soul the right direction, they was never predestinated. Never. But you will never find this man make you do anything. You'll not find this man come up to your face and tell you, can't you see you're wrong and sin? It's been said across this pulpit. It's not my fault if you are not here. It's not my fault if you didn't have desire right when you come in. It's not my fault if you come in here and didn't pray before you come in here. It's not my fault. But I have to make sure that before His almighty presence, especially on the day of judgment, that He will not point His finger at me and say, why didn't you tell him? The Word of God plainly told you. Plainly. Troubled? Why shouldn't I be troubled? You show me a minister that ain't troubled today, friends. I'll prove to you he ain't worthy of the gospel. If his heart ain't troubled for the people and burdened for the people, he doesn't love the people. Because there ain't no preacher got a perfect congregation. You get me a show me a preacher gets behind and it's all jolly and happy and just joking and carrying on and never cuts with that Word of God, I'm going to show you a man that ain't serious with God. I can prove it by the Word he ain't. Friends, I care for you. Many times can't go to sleep because of it. Many times wake up in the middle of the night because of it. Many times on the job, totally forget what I'm doing and go off somewhere and talk to God about it. Yeah. Lord, help us. But my prayer and desire is for that lost soul. And it only becomes heavier as the Lord Jesus gets closer, disappearing. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to bring what you want me to bring. That's the only thing I know to do, Lord. To pick on a man's shoulder and say, don't you realize you're wrong? And say, well, Brother Branham did it. Absolutely did. But there was a message coming in completion, friend, to be finished. And a life of it to come forth. And now a people is coming into maturity. Supposed to be. Where the man shouldn't have to peck on their shoulder. But the Holy Ghost is there to peck on their heart. And to turn them in the right direction. Yeah. Everybody thinks you got to do everything Brother Branham did. Oftentimes, friends, they don't get the right direction, understanding. We're not here to be Brother Branham's. We're here to be the Christ that was in Brother Branham. We're not prophets. No, sir. But we are sons and daughters of God to be led by the Spirit of God. Not to be led by men. Men to make me do this, men make me do that. They that are led by the sons of God, or the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They're led by the Word of God now. Now the word was to come into force, come into life that a prophet brought. Amen. There are so many things people don't understand. Amen. They've taken a message and read it and intellectually brainwashed themselves with it. Instead of being a reality. And I fear that men in the message continue to do it and make it worse. We're not here to remember a message. We're here for that message to come alive in our hearts and lives and be a reality. And if I must stand alone, let me stand alone. I come in this world alone, but I trust I'll go out this world with one, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the only one. He's the one I live for. He's the one you're supposed to live for. He's to be first in your life. Wife second, husband second, family second, third, fourth, wherever it comes in at. But Jesus Christ first. But people can't get in a channel of their purpose really here in life. And it's being lost more. It's all about themselves. It's all about their family. It's all about their own personal desires instead of Jesus Christ. Amen. But may we be as Apostle Paul in closing. I live, but yet it's not I. But it is Christ that liveth in me. I am in this world, but I'm not of it. Can we say that? I'm in it, but I'm not of it. God desires us not of it. Oddball? Yeah, that's why you'll be the oddball he spoke of. Because you're not like everybody else. You're different. You're different. Jesus Christ was different also. So different that everybody walked away from him and they hung him on a cross. Yeah. And to his mercy, rewrote their lives. And then people begin to conform to it at the day of Pentecost when the tongues of fire come down on them and Jesus Christ lived in them. Amen. Oh, let us stand. Chopped up, simple message, but I trust it will impact somebody's heart. Amen. Amen. It's worth it all to be his child, to serve him through each last long mile. It's worth it all to feel his power and know he keeps us every hour. It's worth it all to be his child, to serve him through each last long mile. It's worth it all to feel his power and know he keeps us every hour. With our heads bowed, Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another service, sometimes I can't help it, but Lord, sometimes I feel in my heart that you're the only one that understands me. You're the only one that knows how I feel. You're the only one that knows what I mean. But Lord Jesus, I believe by your mercy and grace, there's truly a higher place in you that you want us to be. But Lord, how can I get us there? I can't, Lord. It takes you to do it. But I'm just asking, give me the words it takes. The word of life, the inspired word of God that will reach down in the hearts of men and women and young people. That it will stir them, Lord, to that closer place with you. Lord Jesus, how we need you. As the little song says, we need you every hour, Lord. How truly we do. I'm asking now, Lord, that you go with us and again keep us safe and keep Brother and Sister Pitts safe, Lord, as they travel home. Oh, God, and bless them richly for being here and the effort to be here, Lord. I'm sure, Lord, that you appreciate it. And keep us, Lord, this weekend, Father, keep us in thy truth and path of righteousness in all things. And thy will be done now in all things. In your holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, there's still going to be many gone. They're on vacation, went away, and different things. And I'd rather do it. If everybody did it all one time, it'd be fine with me. And then we could all be back at the same time and listen to the Word. So, but we won't have service Sunday. But make sure you have your own little service, personal service, or go somewhere where you can go to service. And I imagine Brother Pitts, when he come in and seen it like this, he probably thought, I really did do it in. I made everybody mad, and they walked out. You know, but I really thought there'd be more here tonight. I didn't understand that. But anyhow, I appreciate you all taking the effort to be here. And I trust something's been said to help you and strengthen you in Christ, make you better warriors in Christ, to cover yourself better. Make sure no darts get through, no fiery darts at all. Make sure you're covered. Amen. So keep yourself covered this weekend. Amen. And may God bless you. And I may try to get a little rest myself. I don't know. But wherever I go, I don't get really rest. I carry it with me wherever I go. But I trust God will give me strength and encouragement and continue to accept the challenge. Amen. And give me the strength to do so. All right, may God bless you. I love every one of you. I trust that my life has showed I love you with all my heart. And I mean that.
Amen.
God bless you. You're dismissed.